AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
You're listening to Awaken to Deliver, a podcast from Fish Talk for Jesus Productions, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, Jeff Fish focuses on how we can extend the mercy we've received to others. Mercy isn't just something we receive, it's something we're called to live out in our relationships, reflecting God's love and forgiveness to those around us. Our key verse today is Matthew chapter 5, verse 7. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. Today, we are exploring how we can extend mercy to others. Mercy is not just something we receive from God. It's also a quality we're called to live out in our relationships. Jesus makes this clear in the Beatitudes. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 7, he says, "Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy." Extending mercy is both a response to God's grace in our lives and a reflection of his character to the world around us. Showing mercy isn't always easy. It challenges us to move beyond our natural instincts of judgment, resentment, or self-protection. But when we choose to extend mercy, we embody the heart of God and open the door for healing, reconciliation, and transformation in our relationships. To be merciful is to respond to others with compassion, forgiveness, and understanding. It means recognizing their pain, their shortcomings, or needs, and choosing to meet them with kindness rather than judgment. Mercy doesn't ignore wrongdoing, but it seeks restoration rather than retribution. In Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 37, Jesus tells the parable of the Good Samaritan to illustrate what mercy looks like in action. In the story, a man is beaten and left for dead, and while others pass by, a Samaritan stops to help. He tends to the man's wounds, provides for his care, and ensures his safety, all at great personal cost. Jesus concludes the parable by saying, "Go and do likewise." This story shows us that mercy is not passive, it's active and intentional. It often requires us to step outside of our comfort zones, to sacrifice our time or resources, and to care for others even when it's inconvenient. Mercy is about seeing others' humanity and responding with love. One of the most profound ways we can extend mercy is through forgiveness. Forgiveness can be incredibly difficult, especially when we've been deeply hurt. But as recipients of God's mercy, we are called to forgive others in the same way he has forgiven us. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 13, it says, "Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you have a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you." Forgiveness doesn't mean excusing harmful behavior or forgetting what happened. It means releasing the desire for revenge or punishment and choosing to let go of bitterness. When we forgive, we reflect the mercy of God who forgave us even when we didn't deserve it. Consider the story of Joseph in Genesis chapter 45. After being betrayed by his brothers and sold into slavery, Joseph had every reason to seek revenge. But instead, he chose to forgive, saying, "Do not be distressed or angry with yourselves because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life." Joseph's mercy not only restored his relationship with his brothers, but also revealed God's redemptive plan. Now, extending mercy doesn't always involve dramatic acts. It can also be found in small, everyday choices. So here are some practical ways to show mercy in your daily life. Number one is be patient with others' faults. We all have weaknesses and blind spots. Showing patience when others fall short reflects the grace that God shows us. Number two, offer kindness in conflict. When tensions rise, choose to respond with a gentle tone and understanding rather than anger or defensiveness. Number three, help those in need. Whether it's through acts of service, generosity, or simply being present, mercy often involves meeting practical needs. Number four, choose empathy over judgment. Instead of jumping to conclusions or criticizing, take time to understand someone's perspective or struggles. Number five, pray for those who hurt you. Praying for someone who has wronged you can soften your heart and invite God's healing into the situation. When we extend mercy to others, it not only transforms our relationships, but also has a ripple effect on the world around us. Acts of mercy often stand out in a world that values competition, pride, and self-interest. They reveal the heart of God to others, drawing them closer to His love. Mercy also deepens our spiritual growth. As we practice mercy, we grow in humility, compassion, and dependence in God. We begin to see others through His eyes, recognizing their worth and potential, even when it's hard. This not only strengthens our relationships, but also aligns our hearts more closely with God's character. Extending mercy is both a challenge and a privilege. It calls us to step beyond our comfort zones, to forgive and to love others as God loves us. As we choose mercy, we reflect God's heart, bringing His light and healing into the lives of those around us. Thank you for joining me here today. And until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected with Awaken to Deliver, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. If this podcast blesses you, we encourage you to leave a rating and review. Your feedback not only helps the podcast grow, but also makes it easier for others to discover this message of faith and inspiration. For more content, follow Jeff Fish on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook at FishTalk4Jesus. You can also visit the link tree on the podcast website for easy access to all his social platforms and to check out his book, 30 Days of Patience. Awaken to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If this podcast or Jeff's content has blessed you and you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can make a donation through the links provided in the link tree. Your support helps to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for another episode as we continue diving into God's Word together.